There's a strong link between disability and poverty, and there is more and more data showing that persons with disabilities, both from developing countries and for developed countries, face poverty and disproportionate rates. Persons with disabilities experience higher costs for just living their regular lives. They have to pay for additional costs such as support, technical devices, transportation, special services, healthcare, and there is nothing like, enough support from the society to acknowledge those costs, and those persons are more likely to fall under poverty. And you have to add to that the lack of opportunities to participate, the lack of opportunities to attend school, the lack of opportunities to get employment. Employment is not accessible. Employment is just not for persons with disabilities, and the layers of discrimination that are excluding persons with disabilities.
What needs to happen to break down these barriers of exclusion and poverty?
We need to advance in a change on the way in which we're looking at it. Some of these things are not a matter of resources, but are actually a matter of approaches. How do you approach the reality of persons with disabilities, and how do you design systems that are inclusive? It might take some effort to work together with organizations of persons with disabilities and persons with disabilities in general to understand what their needs are. But once you do that, you will start designing policies that are inclusive from the start, that will be accessible, that will provide the support that persons with disabilities need, and then that will actually eradicate the barriers that are impeding persons with disabilities to participate. The right problem, or the actual problem that persons with disabilities have, is the barriers they face. So, you know, barriers in the society, barriers in the infrastructure and the environment. These are the things that we have to acknowledge and that we have to eradicate. We don't have to look at the person, at the person's impairment, but actually at what are the barriers that are not allowing this person to participate. And we need to start building more cohesive and coherent responses at the UN system level to implement the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, but most importantly also to implement the Sustainable Development Goals in a way that is respectful of the rights of persons with disabilities. And I think that the UN system needs to look at how they can make sure their responses are coordinated and that we have a system-wide response to the needs of persons with disabilities, and that is still a big challenge.